听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. It's really hard to define Europe using a single simple sentence. It's just so diverse. Consider the British Isles to the west, Scandinavia in the north, and all the Slavic countries of the east. Interestingly, our author today uses the same thing or says the same thing about the Iberian Peninsula. It too is hard to define because of its many different flavors and cultures. Now, before we go any further, we should look at our first key word, which is part of this lesson's title. It's the word peninsula. Our example sentence reads, My grandparents live in Miami, which is located at the southern end of the Florida Peninsula. Next is the noun remainder. You can take 3 dozen cookies to school tomorrow, and we'll keep the remainder here at home. Okay, let's get into the reading now. It starts on page 15 in your magazines.
The Iberian Peninsula, a world of cultures in one unique region. Some say that Europe stops at the Pyrenees Mountains, the snow-capped mountain range that acts like a natural fence separating France from the Iberian Peninsula. Even though the statement isn't accurate, visitors easily notice many features that make the Iberian Peninsula look and feel different from its neighbors to the north. Spain and Portugal comprise the majority of the peninsula, with Gibraltar, Andorra, and a small portion of France sharing the remainder. As the crossroads of Africa and Europe, the region has for centuries been a melting pot with many nations contributing to the area's interesting culture.
Hello everyone, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us today. We're looking at our travel article for this month, and we're going to be going to Europe. Specifically, we're going to the Iberian Peninsula. Now, peninsula is one of our first word bank words, and a peninsula is a piece of land that is almost completely surrounded by water. Now, an island is completely surrounded by water on all 4 sides, but a peninsula is only surrounded by water on 3 sides.
So, the Iberian Peninsula is in Europe, it's very close to Africa, and we're going to discover a world of cultures in this one unique region. Now, let's jump in and see what our text says.
Our article starts off by saying that some people say, that Europe stops at the Pyrenees Mountains, or Europe moves west until it gets to the Pyrenees mountain range, and then it stops. And the Pyrenees Mountains are the snow-capped, or the snow-topped mountain range that acts like a natural fence or a natural wall separating France from the Iberian Peninsula.
Now, today we'll be talking about France and Portugal and other countries. So if you have your magazine open, turn to page 15, and we have a very nice map for you that even shows you where the Iberian Peninsula is located.
And you can see there where it says Andorra, that's where the Pyrenees Mountains would be, separating France from the rest of the Iberian Peninsula. And even though Europe doesn't actually stop at the Pyrenees, visitors easily notice the difference between the culture in the Iberian Peninsula and maybe the culture just east of the Pyrenees.
Yes, so visitors easily notice many features or special things that make the Iberian Peninsula look and feel different from its neighbors to the north. So who are its neighbors? Well, these are countries in Europe, like England and Norway and other countries.
And its immediate neighbor would be France to the north. And it says that Spain and Portugal comprise the majority, or they make up the majority of the peninsula. And Gibraltar and Andorra, they're very small areas or small portions of land, and a very small portion of France share the remainder. Now, that word remainder is one of our vocab words. What does that mean, Esther?
It's a good word. Now, in this noun remainder, we see the word remain, or what is left over. So here we're talking about the part of land that is not included in Spain and Portugal and Andorra and France, then that is the remainder of the Iberian Peninsula.
Okay, and we can use this word remainder to refer to other things that remain. For example, sometimes after dinner, there will be some food that remains, some food that we haven't eaten yet. And the remainder, or we usually put the remainder in the refrigerator and we eat it later.
So again, Spain and Portugal, they make up most of the Iberian Peninsula, but France and Andorra and Gibraltar, they make up the remainder of the peninsula. Now, for centuries, Chip, this area has been very special. What does our text use to call it?
Well, our text refers to this area as a crossroads. Now, a crossroads is where two roads form a cross. So you can envision that this is a very important area and a very important part of the world, because it's a crossroads of Africa to the south and Europe to the north and east.
And this region is also a melting pot. Here we're not talking about a pot that you use when you're cooking that has lots of things cooking so it melts, but we're talking about a region where there are many different cultures and they kind of blend into one. So our text says, for centuries has been a melting pot with many nations contributing to the area's interesting culture. We're going to learn more about this area. First, let's visit the chat room and then let's take a break.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and I have Brandon here with me today.
Hello everyone. Hi Ken. It's great to be back for another chat, Ken. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, Brandon, we've been talking a lot today about cultures, but I'm wondering about all the different kinds of people that live in a culture. Is there a term that we can use to describe a country that has many different cultures?
Well, yes, there is. If a country or city has people from many different cultures, then we can say that this place is multicultural. This just means that there are many different cultures represented in one place.
I have heard the word diverse used when talking about culture as well. Can you help us understand the meaning of this word?
Diverse means of various or different kinds. So if a country is culturally diverse, then that means there are many different cultures in that country. We also can use diverse when talking about other things such as food. I might say that my favorite restaurant has a diverse selection of foods.
So it means that the restaurant has different kinds of foods.
Right. Another word you might hear is pluralistic. Can you guess what that means?
Well, plural in grammar means more than one, like the plural of child is children.
Right. So pluralistic means having many parts. We might talk about a pluralistic culture or a pluralistic society, which is a society with many different kinds of people with different religions.
Culture 是文化 ,multicultural 就是具有多种文化的。Diverse 是多样的。如果一个国家是 culturally diverse, 那就是一个文化多样的国家。若是要表达多元的，我们可以用 pluralistic。我们知道 plural 用在文法是复数，因此 pluralistic 就是多元的。 Well, Brandon, can you give us an example of a place that is multicultural?
Sure. One place that comes to mind is New York City. There are people from many different cultures or ethnic groups in New York City.
Ethnic groups?
Yes. An ethnic group is a group of people who are in some way connected. Maybe they are connected through race or culture or in other ways.
So an ethnic group is different from a race?
That's right. An ethnic group is part of a race. When we talk about a race, we're referring to the color of one's skin. But an ethnic group is more about the language and customs of a group of people.
Ethnic 是民族的 ,ethnic group 就是一个族群。跟 race 的差别在于 race 是种族。这个字的着眼点是肤色、眼睛的颜色、骨骼，也就是不同人种的区别。而 ethnic group 是一个拥有自己的语言、习俗的族群，就像山东人跟广东人是属于不同的 ethnic groups, 但是都属于同一个 race.
Time now for a break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone, to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Well, what's one thing that makes the Iberian Peninsula different from the rest of Europe? How about its unique history? For hundreds of years, Iberia has been a crossroads between Europe and Africa, giving it a special mix of cultures, languages, customs, and even religions. In this next section, we're going to Gibraltar.Europe's closest point to Africa. Now, did you know that Gibraltar's official language is English? Indeed, Gibraltar has a very British flavor, and we'll learn more about that after we preview a few key words. The first key word is fortress. Our tour group climbed all 458 steps to the top of the ancient fortress. Next is the useful adjective, breathtaking.The breathtaking beauty of a sunset is hard to capture in a photograph. Okay, time to get back to the reading. Let's pick it up on page 16 under the title, Britain Without the Rain.
The Iberian Peninsula. Britain Without the Rain.At the southern tip of the peninsula lies Gibraltar, a British territory. English is the official language, fish and chips can be found with ease, and phone calls can even be made from London-style red phone booths. Must-sees are the famous Rock of Gibraltar, which stands 426 meters tall and is home to a centuries-old fortress and the Barbary Apes.Gibraltar's most famous locals. Ride up the rock to Europa Point for breathtaking views of both Africa and Europe. You'll feel like you've reached the very edge of the European continent. And indeed, you have.
Now, in the second part of our teaching today, we're going to talk about Gibraltar. And our text uses this term, Britain without the rain. Well, because why? Well, Britain is a country, the country of England, and it's actually quite north of Gibraltar, which you can see on your map on page 15. But Gibraltar belongs to Britain, and it doesn't rain very often here, unlike Britain, which often rains.
Yeah, so we have a British territory without the rain. So if you like to visit Britain, but you don't like the rain, then maybe Gibraltar would be a good place to visit because it feels very British, and in fact, it is British, but you don't have the rain.
And it's located right at the southern tip of the Iberian Peninsula. So if you go there, people speak English, and in fact, English is the official language. And if you like to eat fish and chips, which is very, very popular, it's fried fish and chips, or in other words, fried potatoes. It's very popular, and it can be found with ease. You can easily buy it here.
And it sounds like they also have London-style phone booths, which are red. And actually, we have a picture of one of those phone booths on page 16. It's something that you would see in London, so it's London-style. And you can make a phone call from one of these phone booths.
This is a must-see. And here our text uses this word must-see to describe something you have to see, or if you go somewhere, you have to visit this place because it's very famous or it's very special. So our text uses the sentence, must-sees are the famous Rock of Gibraltar, which stands 426 meters tall and is a home to a centuries-old fortress and the Barbary apes.
Okay, so it's got two things that you must see if you visit this part of the world. First of all, this very, very old, centuries old, so it's hundreds of years old, fortress. Now, that word fortress is a word that we refer to either a building or it could even be a town that could be called a fortress. And it has been made so strong that it is a military area, and it's a very strong military defense area.
Right. If you play video games, if you have played with war games, then you know what a fortress is. It's somewhere that protects you so your enemies can't come and attack you. We have a picture of the Rock of Gibraltar on page 16, and this is a huge rock. It's very wide. It's very tall. In fact, it's 426 meters tall, so it's huge. So you can go here and look at the Rock of Gibraltar and see the famous fortress, where you can also see some special apes.
That's right. These little guys are called the Barbary apes. And our article says that these are Gibraltar's most famous locals. Now, when we refer to locals, usually we're talking about the people that live in that area, that are local to that area. But here we're talking about the Barbary apes that are local to that area.
And if you go here, you can also even ride up the Rock of Gibraltar to the Europa Point. So this is the point at the top or close to the top where you can get a breathtaking view. And you can see breathtaking views of both Africa and Europe. Now, Chip, we have a great adjective here to describe views. We have the word breathtaking. Can you tell us what it means?
Well, I think so. If something is breathtaking, then that means it takes your breath away. It is so beautiful and so excellent that it takes your breath away. You might be shocked or surprised that it is so excellent or so beautiful.
So if you go here, you can get breathtaking views of both Europe and Africa, two very different continents. In fact, our text says you'll feel like you've reached the very edge of the European continent, and indeed you have. Because why? Well, this is the area between Europe and Africa.
And this really does sound like a very interesting place to visit. I'm pretty sure if I visited this area, I'm pretty sure I would love to climb this Rock of Gibraltar and experience some of these breathtaking views.
Right. So again, we're talking about the Iberian Peninsula, and this is the area, the long piece of land between Africa and Europe. And now let's watch a video and learn more about this special place.
For a rich cultural experience, there really is no better place to visit than Gibraltar. Just a short flight away from the UK, African, Iberian, and English traditions all meet here, providing a unique blend of experiences just waiting to be discovered.
For the better part of three millennia, Gibraltar has been a meeting point of cultures. And the secret is very simple. Gibraltar is the nearest point in Europe to Africa. The Atlantic and the Mediterranean are very close to each other. This was a place where you could come and trade or control the routes or even exploit the natural resources of the area.
Over the centuries, the Moors, Dutch and Spanish have occupied our shores. As a result, our architecture is a rich patchwork of Moorish, Mediterranean and colonial styles.
This is the Tower of Homage of the castle built by the Muslims in the 14th century when they recaptured the place from the Christians. In order to make a statement about the place, that made this the largest tower in the whole of their European territory that stretched all the way to France. From here, they control the shipping lanes and effectively close the Strait of Gibraltar to all traffic.
The tower is all that remains of the original castle complex that stretched back to the 11th century. But you can still explore the network of rooms and fortified walls that once made this the Islamic capital of Europe, not only because of its striking construction, but its dominant and strategic location. At Europa Point, you'll discover a tower that holds not only religious, but great historical value. The Shrine of Our Lady of Europe contains fragments of what was once a Moorish mosque. Converted to a Catholic chapel, a permanent light was kept burning before the image of Our Lady, making this the forerunner of the lighthouse which sits on the southernmost tip of the rock today. You'll find plenty of temples from cathedrals to synagogues, some of which are the oldest on the Iberian Peninsula and are a testament to the multicultural heritage that dates back centuries. But we're also home to a unique piece of history that dates back thousands of years from a different type of culture altogether. Our heritage sites let you explore this unique legacy of cultural creativity, whilst our bars, restaurants and hotels let you relax in a more modern setting. However you decide to spend your holiday, you'll find a few days in Gibraltar the perfect place to start.
Hi everyone, I'm Shao. 这篇文章的第一个重点是 peninsula 这个名词。注意它的中音在第二个音节念成 peninsula。peninsula 是指半岛。例如 ,there is a lighthouse on the peninsula。这个半岛上有一座灯塔。或者是 Seoul is the largest city on the Korean peninsula。首尔是朝鲜半岛上最大的城市。注意这个时候 peninsula 是专有名词，所以第一个字母 P 就要大写。接下我们看的是 remainder 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 remain 剩下这个动词，所以 remainder 是指剩余的部分或者是剩余的人或物。例如 It was sunny for an hour this morning, but the remainder of the day has been rainy. 天气只有在早上放晴了一个小时，其余的时间整天都在下雨。或者是 The remainder of the food was kept in the fridge, 剩下的食物存放在冰箱里。所以我们看的是 melting pot 这个名词。 melting 是 melt 融化这个字的动名词， pot 是指锅子或水壶，所以 melting pot 本来是指融化物之用的熔炉，在这里特别是指文化或者是种族的融合之处。例如 New York City is a melting pot of many races， 纽约市是许多种族的大熔炉。或者是 Fusion food is a melting pot ofCuisines from many cultures. 无国界料理是许多文化的料理的融合体。And that concludes our language tips today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The Iberian Peninsula. A world of cultures in one unique region. Some say that Europe stops at the Pyrenees Mountains.The snow-capped mountain range that acts like a natural fence separating France from the Iberian Peninsula. Even though the statement isn't accurate, visitors easily notice many features that make the Iberian Peninsula look and feel different from its neighbors to the north. Spain and Portugal comprise the majority of the peninsula, with Gibraltar, Andorra, and a small portion of France sharing the remainder.As the crossroads of Africa and Europe, the region has for centuries been a melting pot with many nations contributing to the area's interesting culture. Britain without the rain. At the southern tip of the peninsula lies Gibraltar, a British territory. English is the official language, fish and chips can be found with ease, and phone calls can even be made from London-style red phone booths.Must-sees are the famous Rock of Gibraltar, which stands 426 meters tall and is home to a centuries-old fortress and the Barbary Apes, Gibraltar's most famous locals. Ride up the rock to Europa Point for breathtaking views of both Africa and Europe. You'll feel like you've reached the very edge of the European continent. And indeed, you have.
So our author reminds us that if we ever find ourselves in Iberia, we have got to visit Gibraltar. Yes, you can use your English there, and also there are apes you can visit, but they probably don't speak English. Friends, we're just getting started. There's so much more to talk about over the next 2 days as we travel through the Iberian Peninsula. Tomorrow we'll visit the region in Spain called Catalonia. It's a region rich with history and castles. Right now it's time to say goodbye. So for all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, bye-bye, everyone.